We got let's see, let's count them here. We got sweat number one, sweat number two, sweat number three, sweat number four, sweat number five, sweat number six, and oh my God, Xanthia's prime, sweat number seven. Guys, this is HJ here, and welcome back to another Destiny 2 live stream. This is actually part three of three, because I did two parts earlier in this little mini series, and I literally was trying to get through. It's a very long story, and I was trying to get through my college stuff, so I didn't have enough time to finish it over the weekend like I had planned. And with the podcast episode dropping yesterday, I decided to go ahead and do it today so I can get this thing out. Today we're going to be doing a little bit of everything because a lot of you guys weren't here and probably missed out on the Twitch streams. The first part was Crucible, the second part was Gambit. So in today's live stream, I'm just going to do all three because I normally like to do strikes multiplayer both in the same video sometimes. So today will be just that, and hopefully I'll have some closing remarks and maybe might do another live stream if this one goes viral, like I hope it will. So starting off, you know what? Instead of starting off with Crucible, like I always do with my videos on YouTube, I'm gonna start off with Gambit, because I think Gambit is a pretty decent game mode. It's for those who like PvE and also like PvP and just don't want to spend the time to pick between both. You know, you guys know I just made stuff up. It's really not what most people are thinking, but it kind of is. In a way, it kind of is. I think the Gambit matches are going to start, so let's see who we're facing up against today. Well, it might not. They're all Steam. They're all Steam players. So, guys, these are sweats. So, we got, let's see, let's count them here. We got sweat number one, sweat number two, sweat number three, sweat number four, sweat number five, sweat number six, and oh my God, Xanthia's prime, sweat number seven.
Y'all have
And I
been
did
busy while
this
I was
stuff
gone.
wrong, like
But
really
say we
badly.
remind them who owns this system. Transmat firing. Thank you.
Sure. All right, let's roll.
Kill the hostiles. Grab
For
the
those who are
moats,
new
drop them in
to
the
the
bank.
game mode, I'm gonna run it down very simple. You kill enemies, you put the moats in the bank, you get bosses to the other side. You get a large blocker, small blocker, and the moats get drained from their side. If you guys get a final boss and you kill it first, you win. There are multiple ways to stop people from getting the boss down. One of those is the invasion portal. If you go through the invasion portal and you get kills, it either resets the final boss's health or it gets rid of their moats if they don't have a final boss yet. That's essentially how the game mode works, really, in a nutshell. And it's really easy to play. If you've played it before, it's really easy. I need to pick up the slack. I'm lacking. Dang. It's gonna be fun. I already have 11 moats. Nice. Moats over here. Large blocker. And who has heavy? I think we all have 15 moats. There's two large blockers, and they're about to get an invasion portal. We have 15 moats. If we kill these blockers, we can get this out of here fast. Alright, deposit. Go, go, go. Just go. Got him off time. And he's down. Oh, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. Bro,
enemy invader down.
Screw this guy. Through this guy, oh my God, that sucks. Why is my orb over here? I died over there. Come on, dude. I need some help. I need some help. Did I just have my teammates do me here to fight the blockers by myself? Are you joking me right now? I literally just fought that entire blocker by myself.
I spot a high value
target. All right. You know what? Fine. I'm taking their invasion for them.
Embrace them.
Yeah, don't mess with me.
Take out those guardians.
Yeah, don't mess with me.
Guardian.
No, sir! Appreciate it.
That's two.
Appreciate it. Let's go. Oh, he's so
enemy
low, too.
Invader down.
Let's go.
We can't blame him for trying.
Nice. We're draining their moats now. That's awesome. We got a high-value target on the field, and nobody's killed it yet. Wow. This is pretty impressive,
high value
though.
Target
nice, you got it.
Hey, you got enough to pull a
cool.
Primeval.
All right, let's go.
Portal is prime.
Oh, let me go through the portal before the moats get banked. I'm going to go through the portal so I can wipe the floor with these fools.
Embrace the darkness. Take out those guardians.
Miss. Dang it, I missed. Got him. Oh, wow. By the thing is out, I think we're gonna have a lot of guardian kills, you guys.
Invader on the field.
All right, let's see. Oh, crap. Where is he? He's on the right. No, he's on the... Actually, where is he? He's on the left with the well radius. He got a... Bro. I swear. I'm gonna have to... Bro, what the... Bro! Freaking crap!
I hate
that guy. That guy is the very bane of my existence right now.
That primeval's
compromised. Alright, good.
Hit it with
got
everything
him.
You've got.
Is anybody gonna go through the invasion portal at all? Good stuff, dude. Good stuff.
This is what
alright. I wish I had more room.
You're in the lead.
Oh,
take down
on.
That primeval, and this gambit's yours.
Oh, come on, really?
You're being invaded. Find them before they find you.
And nobody fought to hide underneath the map? Bro, that guy is annoying. I'm getting ticked off.
Enemy invader down.
Thank you.
You can't blame him for trying. The enemy team's about to win this. Get moved,
bro.
Gambit's over.
Honestly, I kind of fault my team because nobody else was taking the invasion portal. It was literally just me that was doing invasions. But, I mean, we all lost at the same time, so, I mean, yeah. You kind of pick and choose your evil, your primal evil, whatever. Prime evil, whatever you want to call it. That was not a pun. Don't roast me. I'm terrible at explaining this. Essentially what happened is we just weren't collaborating well enough. This wasn't there. Yeah, it was just, no. All right, let's see. Let's see here. I'm actually gonna cycle through. So for Crucible, I'm gonna start with Control, and then I'm gonna cycle through. And the next one after Control will be Clinch. And Control is a lot easier because, you know, you're only double players. And it's not single round elimination. It's not single round fast-paced elimination. It's like you have to get several kills before you can win. It's really good. I think, is this a fresh match or is it already in progress? No, it's already in progress. Okay. We've got 11 sweats. Yeah, no. Wait. Do we? Yeah, we have 11 sweats. Dude, we have a home. We have a home.
Don't see love.
Thanks. Be suppressed. Oh. Keep. The lane. Yes, sir. Let's score one. I swear. You know, and then what gets me about this is, like, every time I join a match late, it's always me that suffers because I everything is, like, usually in rotation for control, especially if you have teams that like to go from one zone to another in a particular pattern. And if you join late, you don't know, have any idea what that pattern is. It's really annoying. Triple tap. Triple tap demon. I'm just gonna camp here.
Zone B captured.
I'm gonna be a spawn camper.
Have advantage.
Thank you. Yeah. Lose your triple tap demon now. That sounded so wrong. Never again. How do you miss a blade barrage? Oh.
Together as one. I love it.
I don't understand. Like, this guy misses a blade barrage. Thanks. Thanks. To the left. Downstairs. Crap! Oh, that's
zone B lost. Enemy has zone advantage.
Prosecutor? Okay.
Zone A lost. It's a power play.
Get
those zones back.
Okay. All right. We can still win, though, guys. We're still in this. Close. He's tagged. He's low. Inside. Is the padded? Ooh. Oh! Oh! Bro, oh my god, I hate that we missed our opportunity to melt that guy. Like, honestly, if my teammate hadn't died, and I'm getting shot from every angle, they're on all sides. And nobody's thought to cap A yet?
Zone
really?
C lost. It's a power play.
Guys.
Get those zones back.
I know they can't hear me, but guys, what are we doing?
Zone
Sentinel shield, watch out. Nice. Oh, I spawned next to zone C. Cool. And that's a bad idea, because now they're spawning next to zone C. On a small map. Wait until I tell everybody.
Zone B captured. You have zone advantage.
Ooh, arc staff?
You captured zone C. That's a power play. You took them. Now hold.
Okay, so we just stay in the
zone
well.
Zone A lost.
Cool.
Enemy has zone advantage.
There's arc staff. Cap. Oh crap. No. Oh, I barely escaped with my life. Dang. Oh, we're boxed in. Yeah, no, we're boxed in. We're screwed.
3 minutes. Strength in
okay,
numbers.
My teammates got that side. That's good.
Excellent.
Capping
zone
A.
Zone C locked. It's a power play. Get those zones back.
Superman.
Zone A captured.
Got suppressed by Thorn.
Wait for like a.
Oh, yes.
Three down.
Oh, my.
Fantastic.
I got five opponents down. Hey,
captured zone C.
How
advantage is yours?
Five. Kill him. Dang. Yes. And one. Let's go. And one.
Zone A lost. V They have advantage.
Yes,
your
sir?
Enemy is pushing for victory. Punish them for it.
Bro. Who has knockback? Bro, who has knockback? Oh my god. This guy has knockback. This ain't no Minecraft.
Comes for us all.
My god. Okay, that was okay.
No, not this
that
time. Controlling
no,
those
it
zones
was not amazing.
Is
that
the
was
only
just,
part
it's just
picture.
Okay. It's just okay in general. Okay. No? Okay. Fourth place? Not bad. For combat efficiency, that is. Pretty cool. Alright, so next one is Clash. And don't worry, you guys, I'm not gonna... When the strike comes on, it's gonna be no commentary. Don't worry. I don't do commentary for solely PvE anyways, so you won't have to listen to me talk the whole time. Probably 99% of the hours. Okay, now 85%.
Clash. No fancy drills, just defeat your opponents.
Wait, I don't need special. I don't even have a special weapon. Someone just drew it in the middle. Suppress. There. Doubt. Oh, is this the new version of Clash? Yes, it is. They're coming from, I think, that side. Yeah, they're coming from that side. Oh my god, what is up with this team? They're so... Okay. Let's see. You know what? Maybe I can turn... Maybe we can turn... Oh man. Guy in the front took up my shot so that the other guy wouldn't die. And I know that's what he did on purpose, cause I saw he stepped in front. Bro, How is he literally sniping me like that? I don't think I like this version of Clash. They made it... I don't know, they keep changing the Koopa game modes. Just leave it the same. I'm gonna die. We haven't even gotten a kill on them. One, we're not using special ammo, so And he has no flinch! What in the world? Okay, you know what? Fine. Alright, you wanna play this game? Fine, we'll play this game. But we're gonna play it my way. Let's not... Oh, shoot. This guy's sniping. Alkawazu. I'm gonna give him the drink. You know what? Let's not do this. May take up that.
I've seen enough. I'm calling this one.
Come on, Shax. Dude. Nope. Sorry.
You're beaten. This
dude.
Time.
Come on, Shax. Okay, come on. Let me get. Dang it! Not even access the fact.
You lost this contest.
Dang
so
it!
What? Fight again,
bro. This version of Clash only works if you have a fire team. It does not work for solos. Like, what have they done? They have ruined my Clash that I love so much. This is not the same. Okay, you guys. This is the last part. I mean, the very last part. So for this, I'm gonna mute my mic, and I'm just gonna play through this, and this will be no commentary. The strike probably, I don't know if it's going to be its own separate thing on the YouTube video because it has no commentary. Probably will be. But the Crucible and Gambo, all that stuff will be on it. I do know that. So let me go and mute and enjoy the rest of the show.
Regarding a Vex information depot. I want you to get in there and figure out what they know.
Greetings, Captain. Commander Zavala has requested that I run tactical on this mission. Please allow me to help you with your invasion of the Insight Terminus.
Oh, hello, Failsafe. What can you tell us about this Terminus?
I have not detected significant Vex activity in that area since shortly after the Exodus Black arrived.
Well, that's good news. Maybe we won't run into much resistance.
Yeah, but since death kind of follows you around, I wouldn't count on that.
Positive as ever, I see.
Thank you.
Guardian, I'm making the elimination of Cargan your priority on this operation. His crew has been active all over the system. From our intel, he's mostly targeting Vex installations. However, removing him can only strengthen our position. Put him down.
I have good news.
And bad news.
Give us the good news first.
The good news is that you can expect only a few Vex as you approach the entrance to the Terminus.
That is good news. What's the bad news?
Courtesy of this Cargan guy, the Vex you do encounter will be headless suicide machines. Have fun!
Cargan is getting dangerously skilled at manipulating this Vex architecture. Maybe if we catch him, he can give Cade a lesson or two. Alright, we need one more. Keep an eye out for another Cabal drop from Centurion.
Here's Cargan.
Thank you.
Location secured, Commander Zavala.
Good work, Gun. What intel did you discover?
There's only one data artifact here, labeled Oxa, and it's seriously corrupted.
And that's how you do it.
Metadata says it was last accessed by an Otza centuries ago.
Very quickly, I guess.
What is Oxa?
Probably melted him.
Who is
Otza?
Those are questions for another day, I suppose. But for now,
I want to say we had to have melted him in less than a minute and 45 seconds. That's honestly reasonable, considering this is a, you know, vanilla OG strike, and most of those with the new subclasses are, they're just, yeah, you just kill. You just almost insta-kill now. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this live stream. And I'm going to go ahead and start working on the edit after this live stream concludes, so that will be ready to go by tomorrow. If you guys have any questions or want to contact me about the podcast or anything else, I will be leaving my email in the description of the YouTube video tomorrow, as well as information on the podcast. See you guys later.